From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Nagin Farsad, and Adam Burke. And here again is your host at the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, right now. It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, hi. This is Molly Adams from Westfield, New Jersey.
Westfield, New Jersey. I grew up quite near there. How are things?
Yes, you did. Just up the hill from me.
I know. That way we could look down on you.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to the show, Molly. It is nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Molly's topic?
Vote early and vote often.
Democracy depends on the integrity of elections. Citizens need to know that the incompetent maniac who gets the job is the incompetent maniac who got the most votes. But while election rigging could never happen here, it could in less enlightened places. Our panelists are going to tell you about an incident of voter fraud somewhere in the world. Pick the one who's not lying, and you will win the voice of your choice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right, first let's hear from Nagin Farsad.
In New Zealand, authorities have launched an investigation into possible corruption in the most important election that country has, the vote to select the national bird of the year. It's so important because the population of New Zealand is like mostly birds and a few hobbits, so this is like the height of excitement. For decades, the vaunted Bird of the Year election had always managed to escape controversy and had shockingly warded off any interference from Vladimir Putin. But now, for the second time in 3 years, a citizen has attempted to throw the race. A resident of Christchurch, that's their main, we'll call it city, set up 112 fake email accounts to throw the race. This avian vote hacker was a stalwart supporter of the white heron bird and would stop at nothing to see it reign atop the Bird of the Year throne, except for the throne is usually empty because the birds just fly away from it, so the whole throne thing was a bad idea. Anyway, the Forest and Birds Department of New Zealand released a statement saying, "We're not mad, just impressed that someone cares enough about New Zealand's native birds to rig the competition." They also added, "Please note that we will discard any votes for Jill Stein. She is not a bird."
Election rigging for the selection of New Zealand Bird of the Year. Your next story of faux voting comes from Roxanne Roberts.
For the past 19 years, Richard Hopewell has played King Henry VIII at the month-long Essex County Renaissance Fair in England, kissing wenches, eating turkey legs, dunking jugglers, and the like. The role has made the 300-pound accountant a local celebrity, and his election by the fair's governing council a mere formality. So Hopewell was shocked when the board voted to replace him this year and sued for wrongful termination. That's when he learned his own wife had rigged the votes, bribing the board with cash, lottery tickets, and free yoga lessons to dethrone her husband. Quote, "Playing Henry was making him even fatter," Gwen Hopewell told The Sun. "I kept him healthy for 11 months every year, and then he'd gain 2 stone, that's about 28 pounds, during the fair." A local judge restored Hopewell's crown and ordered his wife, still his first wife for now, to pay a £2,500 fine and serve 500 hours of community service as a court jester at the fair.
Henry VIII loses his crown at a Renaissance fair in England because of election shenanigans. Your last story of a voting violation comes from Adam Burke.
Every 4 years, the people of the tiny, picturesque town of Kilmagordie in Perthshire, Scotland, vote for a new mayor. And every 4 years, chaos ensues, because in Kilmagordie, 74% of the male population is named either Callum McGoggins, Colin McGaggins, Connor McGeggins, or some slight variation thereof. Thus, every voting cycle is a chaotic mess of confusion, and some claim outright voter fraud. There has been a feud between the McGoggins and McGaggins and the McGeggins for as long as anyone can remember, says town historian Connor McGeggins. This habit of calling our male barons, either Callum or Connor, is just one of our many time-honored ways of annoying the hell out of each other. Some residents, such as Callum McGoggins, editor-in-chief of the Kilmagordie Herald, alleged the sounder-like monikers are being exploited at the ballot box. It doesn't help that our town registrar is an old biddy by the name of Connie McGoggins and getting on for 90, he explained. It'd be awful easy for an unscrupulous McGoggins or a treacherous McGoggins to trick her into taking your vote. Well, of course she would say that, opinion town grocer Colin McGoggins. That's precisely the kind of chicanery you'd expect from the scunners like the McGoggins. Indeed, a cursory audit of the last mayoral election reveals a total of 17,540 votes, despite the fact the town's official population is 308.
All right. These are your choices of the story of an election gone wrong. From Nagin Farsad, how the election for New Zealand Bird of the Year was fixed. From Roxanne Roberts, how Henry VIII, the monarch of a Renaissance fair, was unjustly deprived of his throne. Or from Adam Burke, a town in Scotland where everybody has more or less the same name, leading to confusion and unfair play. Which of these is the real story of shenanigans in democracy?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'd like to give it to Adam just for getting through that. But I'm going to go with the Henry VIII story.
You're going to go with the Henry VIII story from Roxanne Roberts?
Yes, I am.
All right. The audience agrees, it seems. That's your choice. All right. Well, we spoke to a reporter who covered this story.
Well, the Bird of the Year contest, somebody was pumping in about 100 votes a night from one ISP address.
That was Giles Beckford from Radio New Zealand explaining how the election for New Zealand's Bird of the Year was rigged. I'm so sorry, you. Molly, I know you didn't win, and that may be sad, but I just want you to know, because I've known Roxanne for a long time, you've just made her the happiest woman on the face of this earth.
Well, that's more important.
I think it is, ultimately. So she earned a point. Thank you so much for playing. It was great to talk to you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.